Photos: Donald Trump tours Texas southern border with law enforcement. By Charlie Spiring on January 10, 2019. President Donald Trump met with border law enforcement officials on Thursday, calling attention to the importance of building a physical barrier on the southern border. The president traveled with Texas Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn to McAllen, Texas. Border Patrol Acting Sector Chief Raul Ortiz briefed the president at the Rio Grande/Insaldes Dam. Trump spoke with the Border Patrol agents and even autographed some of their badges. Officials displayed 500 pounds of illegal marijuana that was seized by federal agents as part of their patrols. The president argued that it was essential to fund the border wall as the ongoing partial government shutdown continues. "It's all common sense. Nancy and Chuck know that," Trump said to reporters. "They're not winning this argument. They're losing the argument badly. They know it." A CBP helicopter flew overhead during the briefing as patrol agents saluted their commander-in-chief. Trump saluted back and the officials on the ground saluted as well. When asked by reporters if he was preparing to declare the border crisis a state of emergency, he replied, "Perhaps. Somebody would sue to stop it, but we would win that suit, I believe, very quickly," he said. Trump said he would be willing to come to an agreement with Senate Democrats on a deal, as long as it was common sense and dealt with the catch-and-release problem.